Hello, I'm Gary Robey. Welcome to this call to worship. Do you need healing today? God is the great physician. All that you need is God.
When all the strength you have is gone, and friends that you depended on you try to hide, or feel the pain you keep inside. All you really need is Jesus.
Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you for creating us in your image. Truly, we are fearfully and wonderfully made, and yet we are weak in our flesh. Because of the sin curse and poor choices, we're constantly in need of healing, both physically, mentally, and spiritually. You alone are the God that heals. By the stripes of your Son, we're healed. many times over and over again in your word. We see how that by faith, people were healed. We also see, Lord, that you allow times of sickness in our lives and the lives of those we love in order to strengthen us and increase our faith. Indeed, your strength is made perfect in our weaknesses. Dear God, please, Father, forgive us of the sin that affects our health. Heal us, Lord, that you may be glorified. Father, we ask this in your holy name, that, as your word says, our joy may be full. In our lives, Lord, be glorified. We glorify you.
Strong, his strength is.
Thank you for joining us for A Call to Worship.
See, one thing. childlike faith and nothing
more. Thank you for listening to this call to worship. And a special thank you to those of you who have written to us, sent a message to us from our website, or have stopped by our Facebook page. We sincerely appreciate your prayer support and your donations to this ministry as you're led. Your tax-deductible gift can be sent to Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. You'll find us online at www.calltoworship.us. Our website allows you to conveniently and safely make a contribution. If you miss a portion of today's program, you're able to listen to this program as well as past programs right there on our website. That website address is calltoworship.us.
And the things of earth.
This is a call to worship.
Lord, when there's nothing else we can depend on, how good it is to know that we can depend on you. You've been our counselor when there was no one we could talk to. You've loved us through all the passages of our lives. You've given us wisdom to teach our children, strength to face the hard times, and joy all along the journey. We've learned that when things seem impossible, you're always up to something in our lives. That something is eternal, and it's for our good. You truly have been our hiding place through all generations. Jesus said to his disciples, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." I'm so glad I learned to trust you. Now give me grace to trust you more.
I am the God that healeth. I am the Lord, your healer. I sent my word and healed your disease. I am the Lord, your healer.
Listen to God's word.
I am the God.
I sent my word.
I sent my word, and I healed your disease. I am the Lord, your healer.
God's name is more powerful than any disease you can name tonight. You might have received a horrible report from the doctors and told you your disease is incurable. But you know what? There's hope tonight. There is hope because God's promised that He would heal us. I want you to put His word on your lips tonight. Sing His word back to Him. And see if his name isn't more powerful than cancer, than heart disease, or any disease that you can name tonight. Oh yes, he's your healer. Let's sing it to him. You are the God that healeth me.
You are the God
that healeth me. I ask you right now to move through this auditorium with your healing power. Those of you who need a touch from God tonight, just reach out and receive it. God is here. Receive your healing now. Receive it in Jesus' name. Let it flow like rivers. Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes. Oh, we thank you for your healing, God, for your promise.
Healing is our topic today on this call to worship. All healing comes from our Creator God, Jehovah Rapha. In the Hebrew, this name means to heal, both figurative and literal healing, to make whole, to restore to normal, restore health, to cure, to repair, to make fresh, made healthy, usable, fertile. God's healing ability is not limited to just human diseases. Bad water is restored to normal or healed in 2 Kings. Salt water, made fresh, in Ezekiel 47. Even pottery is healed or restored, Jeremiah 19. And God can heal our land, as many of you are familiar with the verses. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. 2 Chronicles 7. In Exodus 15, God said to the Israelites, "If you will listen carefully to the voice of the Lord, your God, and do what is right in His sight, obeying His commands and keeping all His decrees, then I will not make you suffer any of the diseases I sent on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who healeth, who heals you." Isaiah 53, "He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows, and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did not esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed." God heals to bring glory to himself and in response to our faith. Here are a few examples. New Testament, Matthew 9, But Jesus turned him about, and when he saw her, he said, "Daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith made thee whole." And the woman was made whole from that hour. Mark 5, and he said unto her, "Daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace, and be whole of thy plague." Mark chapter 10, and Jesus said unto him, "Go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole." And immediately this man received his sight and followed Jesus on the way. Luke 8, and he said unto her, "Daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace." Later in Luke 17, and he said unto him, "Arise, go thy way. Thy faith hath made thee whole." And in Luke 18, and Jesus said unto him, "Receive thy sight. Thy faith hath saved thee." And here's an example you may remember from the Old Testament. Naaman, the story of his healing, and faith and obedience. From 2 Kings chapter 5, the king of Aram had great admiration for Naaman, the commander of his army, because through him the Lord had given Aram great victories. But though Naaman was a mighty warrior, he suffered from leprosy. At this time, Aramean raiders had invaded the land of Israel, and among their captives was a young girl who had been given to Naaman's wife as a maid. One day the girl said to her mistress, "I wish my master would go to see the prophet in Samaria. He would heal him of his leprosy." So Naaman told the king what the young girl from Israel had said. "Go and visit the prophet," the king of Aram told him. "I will send a letter of introduction for you to take to the king of Israel." So Naaman started out, carrying as gifts 750 pounds of silver, 150 pounds of gold, and 10 sets of clothing. The letter to the king of Israel said, "With this letter I present my servant Naaman. I want you to heal him of his leprosy." When the king of Israel read the letter, he tore his clothes in dismay and said, "This man sends me a leper to heal. Am I God that I can give life and take it away? I can see that he's just trying to pick a fight with me." But when Elisha, the man of God, heard that the king of Israel had torn his clothes in dismay, he sent this message to him, "Why are you so upset? Send Naaman to me, and he will learn that there is a true prophet here in Israel." So Naaman went with his horses and chariots and waited at the door of Elisha's house. But Elisha sent a messenger out to him with this message, "Go and wash yourself 7 times in the Jordan River. Then your skin will be restored and you'll be healed of your leprosy." But Naaman became angry and stalked away. "I thought he would certainly at least come out to meet me," he said. "I expected him to wave his hand over the leprosy and call on the name of the Lord, his God, and heal me. Aren't the rivers of Damascus, Anabana, and Pharpar better than any of the rivers of Israel? Why shouldn't I wash in them and be healed?" So Naaman turned and went away in a rage. But his officers tried to reason with him and said, "Sir, if the prophet had told you to do something very difficult, wouldn't you have done it? So you should certainly obey him when he simply says, 'Simply go and wash and be cured.'" So Naaman went down to the Jordan River, dipped himself 7 times, as the man of God had instructed him, and his skin became as healthy as the skin of a young child's, and he was healed. Obedience and faith. God deserves the praise and glory for healing. From Luke 13, and he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years, and was bowed together, and could in no wise lift herself up. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him, and said unto her, "Woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity." And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. And the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation, because that Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day, and said unto the people, "There are 6 days in which men ought to work. In them, therefore, come and be healed, and not on the Sabbath day." The Lord then answered him and said, "Thou hypocrite, doth not each one of you on the Sabbath loose his ox or ass from the stall, and lead him away to watering? And ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan hath bound, lo, these 18 years, be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath day? And when he had said these things, all his adversaries were ashamed, and all the people rejoiced for all the glorious things that were done by him. What about you? Are you in need of healing today? You have not, because you ask not. Matthew 21, Jesus answered and said unto them, Verily I say unto you, if you have faith, and don't doubt, you shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but also if ye shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, it shall be done. And all things, whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. John 16, Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall ask in the Father in my name, he will give it you. Ask, and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. Ask for that healing that only God can give.
Stored up every treasure, They were the only gods I knew. But on the day the Savior found me, I saw that all I possessed couldn't buy what He was giving for free. God gives joy, unspeakable peace, unreachable any other way.
Joy, unspeakable joy. And remember, as you need healing today, the joy of the Lord is our strength. Our call to worship today has focused on healing. I'm happy that you joined us and pray that this program is helpful to you. Thank you for your letters and your financial support that keeps Call to Worship right there on your local station. Our mailing address is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. Again, that address is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. You're invited to stop by our Facebook page and, of course, to visit our website. That website address is www.calltoworship.us. You can make your tax-deductible contribution to this ministry right there on the website. You can also listen to programs and find other valuable information, including a list of the songs that you hear on this program. That's calltoworship.us. Call to Worship is a broadcast ministry of the Dove Media Ministries of Medford, Oregon. And now, for I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good, not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. Healing for you from the Lord today.